appreciate the opportunity to talk about some work that we've initiated in CARET. Unlike the broccoli story, which has been ongoing for some time, we're still in early days in terms of looking for abiotic stress tolerance in carrots. There has been some work in developing heat-tolerant carrots for Brazil about 25 years ago that had some documentation, but we've taken it in a bit of a new direction. The project was initiated by the opportunity to get some funding from the Global Crop Diversity Trust to evaluate wild relatives of carrot for abiotic stress in particular. And I had developed some collaborative relationships with colleagues in Pakistan and in Bangladesh, Amir Ali and Muhammad Rahim. And since they were doing some field work evaluating abiotic stress in Pakistan and Bangladesh, they had the place to do some evaluations of the germplasm that I'm going to be talking about. So we're at the point of screening germplasm. We've had a fairly heavy emphasis looking at wild germplasm. Start with, though, let's take a look at carrots as a crop, where carrot is characterized as a cool season crop. And if you look at something like the Knott's handbook, it says that 17 C is the optimal temperature. So should we even expect to have any heat tolerance in carrot? And having looked at that optimal temperature, we know that wild carrot does grow fairly well in hot, dry climates. And I'll show you some evidence for that as we go along. So we didn't really know where we might be able to go with this project. Is this going to be behaving more like a cool season crop, or is there evidence for diversity for heat and drought tolerance? There was a study a modeling study done by SIAT in 12 and 13, where they did an evaluation primarily looking at a gap analysis of wild relatives of crops, and they approached us for looking at carrot. And looked at current temperatures and a fairly high global warming expectation of 4C, and asked the question, what's going to do to the wild carrot crop that grows globally? Carrot can grow globally temperature-wise. On that upper map, that's where carrot should be able to grow globally if the current growing temperatures were in place. You see some places in Central Asia and northern South America and along the equator of Africa where if it were there, wouldn't be growing well. Carrot doesn't grow in all those areas. That's where it could grow. The map on the bottom shows the model if based on what the higher level temperatures that carrot can survive in. And carrot doesn't really suffer that much temperature-wise based on looking at that 4C model. When if you look at that lower map, you see those pockets in northern large pockets in North Africa, the equator in Central Asia, where carrot does poor. But carrot does fairly well temperature-wise based on this model. Let's look at another aspect of that model with keeping current temperature but limiting water. And if we look at that lower, we've got the same map on the top where if we got optimal temperature and optimal water, wild carrot grows pretty much all over the world. When you limit water, that's where wild carrot does poorly on that lower map. So we might expect based on this that drought tolerance would be a bigger issue than heat tolerance looking at prospecti for global warming. So, again, this is what I just said. Water will be more of a limiting factor than temperature based on this scenario. And this is based on wild carrots for the currents. Well, we can perhaps assume that cultivated carrots' productivity may be limited in the same way. So before I talk about some field work that we did in Pakistan and Bangladesh, a little more background on carrot. Where, as of today, there's estimated to be roughly 40 wild relatives of carrot, Daucus carota, and most of them are in the Mediterranean region, that black circle I have in the lower left. So if you have to collect wild carrot germplasm, you have to go to the Riviera. It's a tough job, but I've done it. Wild carrot itself originated in Central Asia, where the orange carrot is. That's Daucus carota. And Daucus carota is widespread as a weed globally, Dr. Scrota subspecies Scrota. Some of us don't see it so much as a weed, but it's classified as such. So that's the regions of the world that carrot comes from, and there are even carrot Daucus species like Daucus syrticus, where those umbels are about as big as a quarter, that are found in the sands of the edge of the Saharan Desert. So that's where carrot comes from. So it's not a particularly cool region, but it is still a cool season crop. Let's see, Barb Hellier in the audience. Barb was with me when we were collecting wild carrot and garlic in this field in the upper left in Uzbekistan in 2004, and that's a typical site where you can find wild carrot growing in Uzbekistan. And similarly, this is a vacant lot near a little town in Tunisia in the middle of summer, unirrigated areas with a lot of heat, and this is completely wild carrot. That's the darker plant you see in the lower picture. Also talking about the growth of carrot as a crop in the U.S. today, typically in Bakersfield, California, which is the epicenter of U.S. carrot production in Kern County, the mean temperature is 30 C, but and typically there's 10 days that exceed 40 C in Bakersfield, but in 2018 there were 60 days that exceeded 38 C, and in fact they did see some heat damage in the carrot crop as a consequence of that heat. So going back to this question, carrots are a cool season crop. What can we expect to find in these trials in Pakistan and Bangladesh, looking at the fact it's a cool season crop, but also looking at where the crop came from? So based on this, we might hypothesize you can find some heat tolerance and some drought tolerance. So let's see what we've got in hand at this point. The major project I'll talk about is one funded by the Crop Trust, where we looked at about 180 diverse carrots, focusing primarily on wild carrot, looking at heat, drought, and salinity. There's some ongoing work that I'm not going to say too much about because there's not much yet to report. We're looking at salinity and drought tolerance. That's a bigger project looking at about 750 PIs in the germplasm collection, about 180 in the Crop Trust project. So looking at this again, about 180 cultivated and wild carrots in Pakistan and Bangladesh by my collaborators in those two countries. We did look at salinity. I won't talk about it in this talk, but we looked at it in field settings. They looked at it in field settings for this diverse set of carrots for over 3 years. At that time, while they were doing that, we were doing some lab and greenhouse evaluation of the crop, more at the seedling or seed germination stage. They grew the crop all the way to maturity in their fields. So looking at a picture of at a heat stress plot in Bangladesh, this is run by Dr. Rahim. We found that about less than 5% of the entries that were evaluated show some superior heat tolerance and had a mixture of a few wild and cultivated carrots in this diverse germplasm. And when I talk about that less than 5%, these were PIs that had tolerance in both of those locations over a couple of years. So it's fairly reliable field data. Amongst those were, just to name a few, some wild carrots, subspecies of wild carrot named Capillifolius from Tunisia, but also some cultivated carrots from Pakistan and one of the inbreds from my USDA program as well for heat tolerance. That's for the field tolerance that was done in Pakistan, Bangladesh. Like I said, we did some seedling and germination and early seedling growth. And in that case, we found a higher incidence of heat tolerance, including both wild and cultivated carrots, but interestingly, finding more heat tolerance in the early growth stages of carrots, in cultivated carrots and in wild carrots, but some in both wild and cultivated. Looking at drought tolerance, this is a drought tolerance field in Bangladesh, again by Dr. Rahim, but Dr. Ali had similar field. In this case, we find about 5 to 10% of the entries had some drought tolerance growing to full field period of time, including both wild and cultivated entries. Not to go into any detail, but the materials that went all the way to harvest were cultivated carrots from Tunisia and Turkey and some wild carrots from Turkey and Syria. and we're in the process of looking at drought tolerance in 700 PIs today. So to summarize, while carrot is a cool season crop, it does tolerate fairly good heat and some drought. There's a relatively high incidence of heat tolerance at the seed and germination stage and a lower incidence at the mature full crop stage, crop growth stage. The level of heat tolerance includes both wild and cultivated carrots in both for drought and heat tolerance. So based on the fact that carrot does occur in warm, dry areas today, maybe it shouldn't be a surprise to us that we found this tolerance. And the fact that we're irrigating the crop may suggest why we're also finding salt tolerance. That's what I have to say. Thank you. Yes.
So have you seen any correlation between tolerance and germination and
seed stage? That's a good question. The question is what's the correlation between tolerance at germination versus later stages of growth? There's good correlation for tolerance at germination and seedling, what we call seedling, up to about 50 days of seedling growth. Having said that, only a small subset of those was amongst those that made it all the way to harvest in Bangladesh and Pakistan. So we're in the process of trying to fill in the gaps there to understand what's going on. Yes, Maria. The question is, does growing carrots in drought conditions affect the taste? It reduces the quality, the eating quality. Generally, a happy carrot's the best tasting carrot. And so heat or cold or biotic stress will lead to generally off flavor, stronger flavor. Yes? The crop trust project was primarily field trials. We have done some and are doing some controlled environment studies as well, and that's how we're trying to fill in that gap I was talking about a minute ago. Yes. Does leaf morphology get affected? The leaves tend to grow more poorly, and carrot is kind of a frilly leaf already. It gets even more frilly. But it's quite variable across germplasm. Some of them have more of a wilt that shows up quicker than others. So, a range of phenotypes to look at there.
Okay.
Thanks.